FHE for Little Friends. We Can Pray to Heavenly Father by Jean Ellerbeck. That which thou hast prayed to me, I have heard. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 20. Heavenly Father is always ready for us to talk with him. We do this when we pray. We can talk with him at any time, but there are certain times that we set aside especially for prayer. Some of these times are shown here. Follow the directions below, and you may need an older person's help to make the house. Then put the two boys in their places in each room to show when they pray. To make the house, 1. Carefully remove pages 28 and 29 from the magazine and glue each to a piece of lightweight cardboard. 2. Cut out the two house pieces and the two boys. Cut slits along the broken lines in each room. 3. Bend the house pieces along the edges of the walls, the heavy lines, and tape them together according to the small picture on page 29, and that small picture shows a little square house. The three pictures that show where the boys will be praying is at mealtime, family home evening, and at bedtime. A Prayer Song, Children's Song Book, page 22. We bow our heads in prayer today. We fold our arms together, then close our eyes, and while we pray, we talk to Heavenly Father. Max the Chef by Marie Helen Goyeche. Early one morning, 4-year-old Max was awakened by his growling stomach. Everyone else was still sleeping. He jumped out of bed and went quietly to the kitchen. "I'm going to make my very own breakfast," he said in a low voice, so he wouldn't wake anyone up. "I think I will make myself some eggs." He got out the frying pan, then thought, "That sure sounds good, but I'm not allowed to use the stove by myself." So he put away the frying pan. "I know, I'll make some brown sugar oatmeal." But when he looked at the kettle, he remembered that he wasn't allowed to touch it. Sometimes it had very hot water in it, and he might burn himself. "I guess I'll make some toast." He got out the bread and reached for the toaster before he remembered that he wasn't to use the toaster by himself. So he put the bread away. Max was getting very hungry by now, but he didn't want to wake up anybody, and he still wanted to make his own breakfast. He had an idea. He got out the pita bread, a spoon, the peanut butter jar, and a banana. He carefully spooned some peanut butter into the pita bread pocket. He peeled the banana, broke it in half, and tucked one half into the pocket, too. There it was, a pita surprise. He went to the fridge and got out the milk. He was just pouring it carefully into a glass when his mom came into the kitchen. "That looks really good," she said. "Is this for me?" "Sure, Mom." Mom picked up the pita surprise from Max's plate and took a bite. Then she took his glass of milk, drank some, and said, "This is good. You're a sweetheart to have made my breakfast this morning. Thank you very much." "You're welcome, Mom." Max hurried to make himself another pita surprise. Now, on weekends, before Mom goes to bed, she puts out on the table the pita bread, a spoon, different spreads, and some fruit. Max, the chef, is in charge of making everyone a pita surprise for breakfast. Pita Surprise by Marie Helen Goyeche. You'll need pita bread, fruit slices, banana, apple, peach, orange, or pineapple, a spread, peanut butter, jam, jelly, or cream cheese. Directions: 1. Using a table knife or a spoon like Max, spread peanut butter or other spread into the pita bread pocket. 2. Tuck the fruit slices into the pita pocket. Good books for little friends. Over in the Meadow, Louise Volkey's whimsical creatures make this cute traditional counting rhyme with animal sounds fun to look at long after the numbers are learned. I'll Meet You Halfway by John Schindel. Fuller Frog and Titus Turtle hadn't seen each other for a long, long time. So they decided to meet halfway between their homes. Each took a gift for his friend, but each gift was ruined along the way. It didn't matter, though, because their best gift to each other was their friendship. Petey's Bedtime Story by Beverly Cleary. Petey loves to go to bed. After his bath, stories read by both Mommy and Daddy, and his prayer, it's time for the baby story. Daddy starts it, but Petey takes over and tells his version, one that parents will chortle over as well as children. When Grandma Came by Jill Patton Walsh. Grandma has seen a desert island, a whale in the ocean, polar bears playing, kangaroos hopping. She's even sailed on the Nile River, but no matter where she's been, she always comes back and tells Madeline that nothing she's seen is as heaven and earthly as you. Rainbow Wings by Pat Stave Helmberger. I met a butterfly today up on a tall green stalk. I sat down right across from it and thought we'd have a talk. But butterflies are very shy. It didn't make a sound, but showed its rainbow wings to me by dancing round and round. On page 31, there is a cartoon. It shows a long-legged cat just strolling along the street. Suddenly, here comes a little short dog. The cat stops, its hair stands on end, and its legs get stiff and straight. And as the cat stands there with its hair up and its tail up and its legs straight stiff down, the doggy just keeps right on walking right under the cat between its legs. And the final picture shows the cat looking around with an expression of bewilderment on his face as the dog just trots happily on its way. End of For Little Friends. Verse.